Can you tell me about the camp movie that's being filmed?
Yeah. So we had a counselor who was a longtime Lanikila camper, bridger and counselor, who hadn't been at camp for about 15 years and had been talking with Brian for a few years about wanting to come back and do a camp movie, and had finally been able to make it work in his own personal life. And it was, you know, I think he essentially volunteered his time to want to come do this. And it was just an absolutely hilarious moment of camp contained chaos, right? Of having campers not really necessarily know what the final product was going to look like, but having counselors on board. And, you know, it was one of those moments of really being able to create a lot of fun. I think that speaks to what camp is all about, that it's not necessarily about the things, it's about the people. And they're really able to make a lot of fun with their energy and enthusiasm. And so, you know, I think it's hilarious to walk around and see all these bits and pieces of this movie, like the, you know, one scene where a kid is wished that everyone gets a round of applause, so he gets a drink from the water fountain and kids erupt in applause, and the little Lanikila advertisement. And it, yeah, I think it really speaks to those activities at camp that look like a bit of chaos, but is really all about the counselors and the energy they put into it. And the other thing I love about it is the connection that people as alums have to camp, even after not having been here for years and years. And John, who did the movie, when he first did the ones before, this was like an aspiring part of his career. And now he's an established filmmaker. And so for him, being willing and wanting to come back and share that skill that he's now a professional, that's a really amazing moment in camp. Really speaks to how people stay connected to camp even after they've been away for years. And one of the things that was so cool about when he came back was it was just like he'd never been gone. Mm-hmm. And that was a really amazing moment. And it's also hilarious. It is going to come out to be this very, very funny movie. I don't know if you saw the ones in the past that were, we did a We Are the World music video, which was also really, really funny. So, but it just speaks to that creativity and mm-hmm. that, as you were saying, you were walking around yesterday and it looked like absolute pandemonium. And in some ways it was, but it was controlled pandemonium. And also within the course of 2 hours, we filmed 15 different scenes or something like that. But it was just an absolutely amazing moment. I really love it.
Yeah. Can you tell me what you love about the camp play every year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, as is one of the mottos of camp about there are many ways to be a man, which I think is an absolutely critical part, especially to a community of men. There are so many preconceived ideas about what it means to be a man. And, you know, in the past, that's been a popular, good-looking, macho athlete. And the play highlights, I think, more than most other things, how all parts of who you are and all parts of being a man are not only accepted, but really celebrated at camp. And that's something that I really love. I think there are many places where people's differences are accepted, but not so much celebrated. And really, people are really cheered on for making the choice to do something that maybe is out of their own comfort zone or something that's a little different than the norm, whatever that necessarily is. I love seeing, and this happens every year, seeing all the boys that have never been in a play. And you'll ask them, you say, well, do you do that at home? They're like, no, I would never do that. And here they are up in front of hundreds of people, you know, being a part of this musical, singing, whether or not they can hold a tune or not. And it's just a really amazing thing to watch. It's sort of like the manifestation in its biggest form of there are many ways to be a man. I